This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Greetings again, Earthlings. This is the High Time Queen from Space Bunker Temp Services. I've been notified that there has been an announcement that July 22nd is the premiere date for the new season of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Thanks a lot to everyone in the infinite universe for not telling me until a week later. Cool stuff, not embarrassing at all. I'm just about to push play on another episode of Offices and Bosses, which was previously only available on Stitcher Premium. If you're thinking, I'm so glad I finally got to hear this amazing premium content, well, good news, jerkos! Very soon there is going to be a lot more bonus content from the Hello from the Magic Tavern gang on Stitcher Premium. Would it kill them to give me an exact date on that bonus content? Maybe I have plans, maybe I don't want to look like a dum-dum. Speaking of plans, you should make some to go see the live Hello from the Magic Tavern shows in Indianapolis taking place during Gen Con. There are two shows at the Schrott Center, both on August 2nd, one at 8 p.m. and one at 10 p.m. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and select live shows. Oh, I love it when a plan comes together. Speaking of plans, let's fire up that Offices and Bosses episode, and then I'm going to get onto the internet and waste a couple of hours looking at pictures of humans pretending to be cats who think that they're human. Have you seen Keyboard Guy? Ugh, still makes me laugh. That is content.
Fear not, marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Hey, welcome to Offices and Bosses. I'm not really the host of Offices and Bosses. It's hard for me to let go of that host mantle from Hello from the Magic Tavern. But if you don't know Hello from the Magic Tavern, I'm from Earth, but I'm here in the magical land of Foon, and we're playing a game with
my
buddies.
Why can't you be that succinct when you always introduce?
What do you mean?
You said, I'm from Earth, and I'm here in Foon. Why don't you do that when we're on Hello from the Magic Tavern?
Well, on Hello from the Magic Tavern, people really want to hear me say, Hello from the Magic Tavern, do-do-do-do. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon.
You should do what Usador and I do. We have a podcast called Getting Nuts.
What's
and
this?
What we do is I just go, this is Usador, and he goes, this is John. Then we go, Getting Nuts.
Getting Nuts.
Wait, what?
We have another podcast. Do you think you own podcasting?
Have you been using my equipment?
Yes. Have you not listened to Getting Nuts?
I have not.
We go around and collect all of our favorite nuts.
Is this like last time you guys thought you had a podcast and you didn't realize you actually... You don't know how the process really works. You're just talking into my microphone, aren't
talking
you?
Into the what?
Ugh.
Getting Nuts.
Getting Nuts.
All right, very quickly, let me hear an episode of Getting Nuts.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're getting nuts.
So, Chunt, when you
pointed,
you interrupted our fucking episode.
Jesus, you didn't even let us start it.
It's just confusing. Here's the thing about podcasts, guys. If you're introducing
Don't pod-splain to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're
getting nuts.
What'd you find today?
Almonds.
Ooh.
What'd you find today?
Sunflower seeds.
Those aren't nuts. They're seeds. Good ep.
And that's it.
I love it. Just two constructive suggestions. One, record it. You don't just speak into these things that are microphones. You actually have to record it on this laptop, which now it is being recorded. But it sounds like you haven't been doing that step.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a wizard?
I'm not a wizard.
Okay.
I'm a human.
We'll trust that we know what we're doing. We have a wizard and a shapeshifter. And betwixt the two of us, we can figure out how to broadcast the podcast.
The only other piece of constructive criticism I'd have is when you're introducing each other, don't just point to the other person and say,
then how will they know who we're talking
Usador.
About?
So, Chung, when you point at Usador and say, this is Usador, people think that you're Usador.
But that's how they know. The point, if we stop pointing, then they won't know.
No, but they can't see the pointing. They're just hearing.
I don't think that's right. Yeah, let's do it one more time.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt. See, that's how you know.
No, I see the pointing.
And we have a special guest today, Arnie. And we're
getting nuts.
This isn't getting nuts, but I'm very excited for hundreds of episodes of Getting Nuts. We are here to play Offices and Bosses. All week, we've been playing Offices and Bosses. Metamore is here. He's been great. You've been our office manager.
Office manager.
So we were playing this sort of fantastical game set in the mundane world of Offices and Bosses.
Mundane?
Well, mundane to me. Like, I'm from that world. In my world, we play a role-playing game that is a lot like Foon, where we pretend to be...
You sit in a tavern all day?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little more active than what I do, but it's called Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, there's a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put the dragon first? Like, you're burying the lead. Dragons and dungeons, right?
Because dragons maybe are in the dungeon?
Maybe.
Maybe it should be called Dungeons, then Dragons.
Dungeons, then Dragons.
Nah, kind of gags. I mean, I guess.
Dungeons containing dragons.
More appropriately, caves, then dragons.
Well, you went to a dungeon, and well, there's no dragon in here, I feel...
Yeah.
A ripoff.
Yes. It should be dungeons containing a multitude of possible monsters.
Yeah.
Should be the title of it.
Yeah.
What if there's no dragon in that one? Then I'd be like, this game's stupid.
Well, I wanted to play dragons. We just play dungeons. There's nowhere, no dragons.
Speaking of dragons, Metamore, last time we learned that, you know, it's not definitive, but you might be dragonborn.
Yeah.
Did you have any dreams last night? Any more weird dreams?
Well, I had a dream, and I've had this dream before, so I can't. I don't really read too much into it, but I was sleeping on a giant pile of golden, I don't know, maybe leaves.
Golden
I think they were
leaves.
They were little golden round things, probably leaves.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Who would make gold leaves?
Trees. Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah, of course. So we're playing this game every day, but for whatever reason, we just can't keep a fourth member of our campaign. First, Flower played Gail Davidson Durst. Then it was Crom the Fingarian played Gail. And then it was Singing Sword. None of them want to come back and play with us anymore. But, guys, I brought...
Flower wants to come back, but she's mad at you.
What, Flower's mad at me?
Yes.
What is she mad at me about?
Is that a surprise?
I didn't ask.
She's just mad.
Yeah.
She's just a mad flower.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. Speaking of plants, we've got another plant in the house. It's a house plant.
Yes, I'm in the house and I'm a plant. Welcome to me.
Yeah, it's a Cabaron. Am I saying this right? Cabaron.
Cabaron Valentin.
Cabaron.
Yes.
Welcome back, Cabaron.
Oh, welcome back to me and welcome back to you. Everyone be welcome.
The talking tree.
Yes, hello. Thank you for letting me play this game.
Yeah.
Bosses and Offices.
So, Cabaron, have you ever played Offices and Bosses before?
No, I haven't ever, but I'm excited.
Hey, guys, did you notice that when he says yes, he says yes, and then when he says no, that J still carries over, and he says, you know? I find that adorable.
No, I never noticed that, you know.
I think it's sexy.
I wish he said the J whenever he said hello.
Jello from the Magic Tavern?
There's always room for that.
I thought it was, did you know?
Oh, you know. Yeah, a shortening of did you know.
Yes, I like to shorten words and long words. I like all words.
The more you know.
So I guess maybe we should catch Cabaron up a little bit on who we're each playing in the game of Offices and Bosses.
I'm playing Dan Smith, of course.
Dan Smith.
Dan Smith, the temporary, or temp for short.
Ah, okay, temperature, okay, Jess.
And I, of course, am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas! The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And today I shall be playing John Bastion.
John Bastion.
Yes, this is my character in the game.
I like this John Bastion.
Yes, I put on a fun character voice.
Oh, okay.
And so, Cabron, you're playing Gale Davidson Durst.
Gale.
Is this
a wind or a bird? Gale?
Oh, no.
It is a human female.
Oh, name of a woman. Oh, I get to play a woman.
You gotta be a human woman.
I've always wanted to dream sometime play a woman.
Part of what is so fantastical about this world is it's primarily composed of humans.
Oh, I've always dreamed of humans. I once had a dream where I was lying down and I was on a bunch of piles of things and I assumed they were humans.
That makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
That makes sense.
Wow. Or interesting.
I mean, maybe a nightmare if there were just other logs, you know.
Yeah. Yes, nighttime is when I sleep.
Sure, okay. Well, Gale Davidson Durso, you know, is an IT professional. That means she's into magical devices and objects and good with computers.
Okay, I thought you said I-tree, and I got so excited because I know that very much.
No, IT stands for information technology.
Let's just let him play I-tree. Let's let him play an I-tree person.
Metamor, you look a little like, is it all right to kind of like just change some of the rules of the game as we go?
You know, we've made a lot of exceptions. Mm-hmm. Orlando Bloom.
Oh, that's right.
Your character.
Yeah, I am playing Orlando Bloom, an elf from a magical world who fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shoppy into the mundane world of offices and bosses.
Oh,
I'm trying to find my way home.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, it's my magical name.
Crazy first name and a crazy last name.
Yeah.
Lord of the Boring.
Sure, you can be an I-tree. I'm not even too familiar with I-tree.
Oh, do you know me?
Yeah, I do.
Then you know an I-tree.
I think he just means that he's a tree.
Yes.
Oh, I was reading more into that than I should
have. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Metamor, you've run a lot of games of Offices and Bosses.
Yeah.
This campaign that we've been on, how's it rank amongst the ones you've done?
I'd be lying if I was saying this was not the single best example of terribly run, amazing campaign, despite several amazing coincidences. I think on a scale of 1 to 3, it is at least a 2.
Damn, what a small scale.
Right,
what
an emotional journey that part of the curve.
No, 1 to 3. How can you know?
Well, I'm just saying, and endpoint's not inclusive.
So we can do better, is what you say.
Well, there's always room to do better.
There's room to improve.
That is always room. And that's a good mantra from Offices and Bosses. Yes. You can always do a little bit better.
Sure. We always say you can always grow up.
Sure. That's,
yeah,
sure.
Trees would say that.
Another great mantra is followers never leave.
I love leaves.
You guys are actually doing great. I'm not going to lie. I've really enjoyed it. You guys have brought a fun, different energy. When you're playing with the knuckleheads I always play with, you get used to what they do. And
the regular crew.
The regular crew. Yes.
What are some of the things you hate about the regular crew?
Yes, Dan, that's what you
with
hate.
Us. That's like when you hang out with a couple different groups, it's fun to talk shit about the other group when you're not with them.
I mean, do you know Bromley?
Yes, I do. I know Bromley.
Bromley smells terrible.
Yes.
Bromley smells awful. And he always insists that his character is like, well, I just got out of the shower.
Oh.
And it's like, why is your character so knowledgeable of your BO when you aren't knowledgeable of your BO?
Interesting. Yeah.
And we try to tell him about it. You smell bad. He's like, no, I don't. But your character's always getting out of the shower.
It's like milk fucked an egg.
Yeah. It didn't come out right.
That's right.
It wasn't like a beautiful baby either.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
What about Wilfred?
Wilfred?
Yeah.
The walrus mustache is not becoming.
And he's a walrus.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just, he gets krill caught up in it, and that also is a lot of BO. I'm not going to lie.
Smelly group in general.
Yeah, so Wilfred could do a bit better. Zuma Boom is
You know,
I like. You know what? I like Zuma Boom.
I like Zuma Boom.
Do you know?
Too.
I actually Zuma Boom. I know Zuma Boom.
You do?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zuma Boom. Very nice.
Well, it's fun, but it just gets exhausting, doesn't it?
Does she come out to the forest and talk to you there?
Yeah, she does not come talk to me, but she comes out to the forest to look at the waterfalls.
Uh-huh. I think she has what we would call in the world of officers and bosses a manic personality disorder. She's just always on, always doing stuff. Everything's fun and a big laugh and just we're all exhausted after a long day. And
I just think she's great. I just kind of like her. She's the only pixie I think I've met in Foon.
Oh, you haven't met any other pixies?
I don't think so.
Oh, she's a dream.
Yeah, I think
total dream.
Maybe she's manic, but I think she's a pixie dream girl.
After an hour or so, time just dissolves. You know, and
deep
just
in
like,
the forest, when she's by herself, she cries.
Mm-hmm.
And the tears hit the waterfall and it's like... The waterfall starts from her eyes.
Oh.
Maybe I can save her.
I feel bad about making fun now.
No, you were just telling facts.
Let's play the game.
Yeah, let's get into the game.
Oh, yes.
Well, when last we just defeated the bro guys at the restaurant, and you recognize one of those bro guys works for the company you worked at. Anybody wants to roll a die here, see who... Actually, Dan and Tim, you probably have the best recognition since you work.
Right. That's a 14.
14, yes. You recognize. I was like, oh, that's Philip.
Mm-hmm.
A, they're going to be a man down in accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, B, he works for our company. And you notice on his person is an invitation to the corporate training retreat.
Ooh, and I'm sorry, Philip is dead?
Yes, he's one of the people you killed.
I immediately take his eyes. Put him in my eye bag.
Sure.
So there's an invitation to a corporate retreat.
Yes.
I snag that.
Sure.
Very slyly pick it up.
Sure.
Pass that to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else on him? I'm sorry.
If anyone else wants to roll.
I'll take a roll.
Yeah.
It's 15.
Oh, very good. All right, well, again, as a marketing expert, you recognize this corporate retreat to be run by a former employee of your business.
No.
Whom you also know to have dated Roz Walters in the past.
So Cabarone, you should know.
Yes.
Roz fired me on the first day of our campaign.
No! Roz lit you on fire?
No. Fired me from my job.
No.
Yes. Oh. Almost as bad.
Yeah.
No.
Roz is a ghoul.
I tell ya. I'm going to see if I can go to the corporate retreat with Orlando.
Yeah, I'll go to the corporate retreat. I wonder if they have any magical portals at the corporate retreat.
Well, there is. Oh, the best way to get there, if you really need a magical portal, is to rent a car from the Budget.
Oh, I see. Budget and rent a car?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the Budget.
Yes, yes. We're going to rent an amazing, mystical vehicle in this mysterious world. Arnold has a device like this, but it's kind of run down. It's a auto... Mobile.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a great metal monstrosity with wheels on the bottom that carry you around as if a carriage that had no horse.
Oh, did the horse get lost?
Did the horse get lost?
Yeah, horses kind of got lost a long time ago on my world.
Mm-hmm. And they actually moved under the hood.
Oh, their power still remains?
Oh, their power remains. Could be 50, 75, 100 horses.
Whoa. Oh, tiny horses. I love tiny horses.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah, they're all running on 100 tiny horses running on a treadmill.
Wow.
This particular car you get is a minivan with captain's chairs, and it does have a lift gate at the back so you can get the tree in there. Well, I guess you're not a tree. You're Gale. You're not a tree. You're a Gale.
Damn Gale.
That's right. That's right. Gale does that.
I will be a captain.
But let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to Offices and Bosses after this message from one of our sponsors.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Greetings, tis I, Slope Dopeman, inviting, insisting that you come frequent Slope's Emporium of Games. Why buy your games from Mr. Bart's Fun Cart when we've got a much wider selection at Slope's Emporium of Games? We've got every game under the sun and even some from under those weird moonless nights. Starting up a game of Offices and Bosses but don't have a briefing case to hold your documents? We've got you covered. Need the official rules of Boulder Parchment Broadsword? We'd be idiots not to have that in stock. And you'd better believe we're having a post-Christmas sale on new games, such as Gathering the Gathering, the card game where everyone comes together purely for the sake of assembly, or Significant Pursuit. Don't shrug off these questions, for the stakes are too high. Other new arrivals include Frontgammon, Sweets Realm, Reckon Whom, Chutes and Bladders, Large Expensive Boat Z, Apologies, Receipt to Travel, Colonists of Tancat, and Alternating Black and Red Squares, the game. Hurry on down while supplies last. We're located in the stone well behind the baby graveyard. Just lower the bucket and yell your request, and we'll bring you back up savings. And water. If you want water, we've got water as well. It is a well. That's Slope's Emporium of Games.
All right, so you get everybody in the car.
Yes.
And drive out to the corporate retreat.
Oh, I would like to roll for shotgun.
Sure, please.
Which, means that I want to sit in the front.
Why don't you just say that?
Okay, I want to roll for sitting in the front, but not moving the vehicle.
Question before you. Is sitting in the front a privilege, or is it a punishment to sit in the front?
No, it's a privilege.
Oh, why is this?
What? You, sir.
I'm going through the machine manual right now, and isn't there a thing called a shotgun? Can I roll to get a shotgun? Have a shotgun at the corporate retreat?
There may be one under the seat. Many times you'll find the guns under seats of cars.
Let's not bring a shotgun to the corporate retreat. That just seems like a recipe for disaster.
You brought it up.
No, well, yeah, I would.
You also killed an entire bar full of people.
You know what? You're right. I have actually killed most of the people I've encountered in this game.
And
so
Gale does have a pistol, too.
I got a pistol.
That's right.
But the rest of you are convinced it's a flower part.
That's right.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
I do not respect flowers.
That's right. You got a problem with flowers.
I do. I have a very problem. They are small and they get all the credit. And no one ever puts a tree on a girlfriend.
Note to self. I mean, note to Arnold.
It's Arnie.
Have flower and Caperonon sometime together. See the sparks fly.
I know.
That's good tape.
Didn't Flower say that she's dated trees a couple times?
Who knows?
She said it was a little too much to handle, if you know what I mean.
Okay, we arrive at the corporate retreat.
When you arrive at the main gate, though, I'm not sure who's driving.
I'll drive.
Sure. When you arrive at the main gate, the guard, you roll down your window, and he says, "Oh, can I help you? I don't recognize you."
Hello there. My name is Philip.
Do you have any ID on you?
I have this invitation.
Oh.
While I hand him the invitation, I put on my tag of many names and make it say Philip.
Perfect. Well, this checks out. And clearly, you have a badge that says Philip and this invitation.
Why else would I wouldn't buy a badge that said Philip if my name wasn't Philip?
Exactly. This everything checked. Here you are. Oh, here you are on my list. Are these the three other companions who were supposed to arrive with you?
That's right.
Oh, that was lucky.
Yes, my name is Gale. I'm in the back as a punishment.
I lean forward and show him my Panera loyalty card. Wait. I am a loyal customer of Panera Bread.
Head on in, everybody. You're welcome here at the corporate retreat.
Why don't you join us?
Oh, I'm just a security guard. What do you mean?
Not tonight, my dear man.
I know we all wear many hats in our life. Why not put on the hat for tonight?
All right, well, if you want to roll a die there.
I want to roll to grab this guy, put him in the car, drop off the other three, and take this guy on like a shopping spree. Like maybe have him try on a bunch of different outfits. Like just see what I can do for him.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. It just seems like the right thing to do.
Yes, let's.
It's a magical world. Why not, you know?
fine.
I'll roll for that. That's a one.
One, okay. No, please. I can't. I'd lose my job. I'll lose my job.
That makes sense.
That's too bad.
Worth a try. It's worth a try.
I really wanted to see
just,
that.
Yeah, just, you know, I was born with a clipboard in my hand, you know, and that's just who I am and what I'll always be.
That must have been hard for your mother to push out of her vagina.
I never asked her about it.
I'm sorry that roll wasn't higher. You could have had something nice happen in that security guard's life. It just sort of set him.
Well, why don't you roll for it?
Okay. I'm going to stab him with my sword.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Done. Roll. 12.
Okay. You wound him.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Get out. I told you to get out of here.
Okay.
It was nice to let us keep going.
I know. He was. Thank you for being so cool about that.
Well, that's just his job. He's a security guard.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sees a line at the gate, and getting stabbed once or twice,
sure,
incidentally, is not.
I'm sure it is a job that he's doing in between chapters in his life.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and roll to get out of the automobile and tie up the horses to a post or whatever.
Yes, you should tie up the automobile.
Yeah, the hundreds of horses.
The hitching post there.
Hitching post?
Sure, so sure.
That's a 17.
17, great. They everything is hitched and feed bagged and down, ready to be left there.
Great.
You are approached by an old man.
No.
Hello, my name is Gary. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm John Bastian, and I'm a marketing manager.
Ah, yes, well, I'd like your messenger bag.
Thank you. I'd like to shake his hand.
Oh, sure, okay.
Do I need to roll for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I know if that was an automatic one.
Well,
you never know.
I have an 11.
Okay, it's not a dead fish, but it's also not a firm grasp.
Ah.
So that will affect roles later,
sure,
in the encounter.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Gail, and I work in iTree.
Oh, hello, Gail.
I would like to tell him a secret.
Sure, please. I run a corporate training retreat. I'm all about secrets.
Okay, I roll. 24.
How did you do that?
Oh, that's a juicy secret. Thank you.
Jess, did not tell you yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, I am your ex-wife.
Wow.
That's a big secret.
I used to be married to a woman named Roz, and I have lots of juicy information that could be used. But wow, you really rolled a 24?
Yes,
you rolled a 24?
I rolled 24.
Well, I guess this is what's happening. Wow.
Yes.
How long were we married for?
3 months.
Wow. That's amazing. Gail, well, we're just about to start the ropes course, but I'm not sure if I can. Wow, that's amazing.
Here's my hotel key.
Wait, Gail, before you do that, ask him about when he was married to Roz.
Yes, ex-husband, when were you married to Roz?
Well, look, I'll tell you what. We've got a busy ropes course ahead of us. How about after every completed task, I tell you another secret about Roz's past that could be used to defeat her?
Gail agrees to these terms.
John Bastian also agrees to these terms. Wonderful.
Dan Smith agrees.
Orlando Bloom agrees. And also, I've got to say, out of character, that I appreciate, you know, when you play role-playing games, it's like you go into the game and you do the things that you've just always wanted to do and felt like you couldn't do. I love Cabaron that you come in here and you're like, what I want to be is I want to be a human. And I want to seduce a man who I used to be married to.
Jess, I always see people when they carve their initials into my body and I say, to be a woman in love seems like the most magical thing on earth.
Yeah.
Let us begin the course of obstacles.
Yes, ropes, different ropes.
The first course you come to is a large spider web of ropes, and you have to make it from one side to the other side without touching any of the ropes through the web. Without touching any of the ropes.
Can I cut them with my sword?
You can try.
All right. You gonna roll? 9.
Inexplicably, the sword just kind of bounces off the ropes.
Oh, no.
Maybe they're not quite taut enough.
Oh, great.
You know, so they're just...
I'm just going to go walk and retrieve my sword.
So I guess what's difficult here is that unless you guys have a special plan to get it by through the ropes, we're going to be leaning on your strength and dexterity scores, which are probably terrible across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Gail, not very dexterity.
Gail, do you still have that, what was that drink you had?
I have Arbor Mist.
Or maybe drink your Arbor Mist and the alcohol inside will loosen you up a little bit so you can go
through the course. It's Arbor Mist Strawberry Merlot.
Yeah, it should be written on your sheet there.
There it is right there.
That might loosen you up so you can go through the course without touching the ropes.
Yes, I will drink it. Oh my gosh, I feel young and pretty. Oh, it's like I'm flying. Way to go, Gail!
You will have to roll a die, too.
I roll the die.
I really enjoy that.
I roll?
I feel like Cabrone has some sort of special connecting to the wooden dice where he just keeps rolling.
I know.
The numbers that...
Which is great for us.
Conceivably impossible, you know. Yeah. Actually, I don't understand how...
I know, but look at this die. What is it made out of?
It's made out of wood.
Yes, and what am I made out of?
Wood.
Isn't that crazy that we're the same thing but different?
Well, yeah. there's 20 faces on that die.
Yes, but we all have 20 faces
inside
of us. You've
managed to roll a 35.
Yes.
Your drunken revelry works, and you kind of limbo your way back and forth through the spider web.
Let's go, friends. It's like a mist near the arbor, which is a tree.
I kneel at the beginning of the rope's course to speak a simple prayer of the marketing manager. I now pledge my loyalty to the Panera Bread and to making people believe what I want them to believe. Please guide me as I enter this rope course. Do I need to roll for, like, a bonus?
Yeah. Okay.
60.
Well, that's great. That was wonderful. Your prayers are answered by the marketing gods. You'll receive a +3 for the rest of the ropes course.
Oh, wonderful.
All your rolls will be a +3.
Ah, great.
That's nice. That's well done. Well done. Well, you've successfully navigated this portion of the ropes course. And Gary, well, wow. Wow, Gail, I don't remember being married to you, but I sure wish I was. That was erotic. Can I say that?
Yes, say it.
Were we happy together? What happened? Was it a good thing? Was it nice?
We were young, but legal.
I wish I remembered. I really do. I really do. I was happy.
I pray that the memories will come back one day.
Gail. Wow. What ended the relationship?
He grew cold and distant like a tree that dies.
Oh.
Winter came into our relationship, and I prayed for spring, but it never came.
Wow, this again, I'm...
You'd think he'd remember some of that.
Well, he rolled a 24.
Sure.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, yeah. All right. Well, you should probably know that, you know, Roz, she always wanted to start a family with me. I said I didn't want to have a family. And I said, you know, I'm all about the business. He's like, we can do both. We can do both. And you did learn from Aaron in the bar that... that Roz does now have a family and does not spend time with them. So Gary's not the father of Roz's children.
I thought you were just gonna
Gary's not the father of Roz,
and I was gonna say, don't you dare do that.
No, but he didn't.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Oh, what a blessing.
Can you roll to make sure Gary and Roz aren't related?
Okay,
that's 41.
41.
Good roll.
Thank you.
Again, amazing. I guess, do we want them to be related? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure how to score that one. They're not related.
Okay, good.
It was high enough that it can kind of be whatever we want.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good roll.
We'll say the two of them, there's two people in this world that could not be less related.
Yeah, there we go.
Great, perfect.
Yeah. Well, the next event on the ropes course is the human pyramid.
Oh, boy.
And if you can build a human pyramid high enough to retrieve a flag from a tree, then you will have passed this portion of the ropes course.
And I know I mentioned this earlier, but we all are human.
You are all human. That's correct.
I'm an elf, so I don't have to do this.
Orlando's an elf.
Orlando's an elf. That's right, yes.
Okay, so guys, we have to form a human pyramid.
Oh, and you can't talk while doing it.
Okay.
You silently
can we talk beforehand or no?
You have 30 seconds of strategizing.
What kind of tree is the flag in?
Roll to see if you recognize that. I'm not sure if Gail, she said IT. She probably wouldn't recognize trees. Okay.
It's a star.
I think that's good. She does. Okay. Oh, that's a southern pine. Southern yellow pine.
Oh, it's a beautiful tree. Beautiful, sassy
tree.
Very
tall. It's a taproot.
Yeah, they'll never call you back.
And that's our 30 seconds.
Oh, no. we'll let that. Okay. You can have 30 seconds of planning in character, and then and you must build this human pyramid, and you can only without talking to each other. It's difficult. Okay. You know?
Well, there's only three of us, so here's two of us should be on the bottom, one on the top.
I suggest Arnie be on the bottom.
Orlando's
an elf. I'm not even involved
He's
in this
not
human
in
pyramid.
It.
Okay.
It's only the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a human pyramid.
I was just going to say.
There's three of us. I say two on the bottom, one on the top.
Guys, they only said build a human pyramid. They didn't say it has to be of you.
We can find other humans to make a pyramid.
How many people can we kill?
Can I go back to the Panera and grab some of those dead bros?
How long of the drive is it?
It was a couple hours.
I don't think we can do that.
Is there anyone we can kill at the retreat here?
I could try to kill that security guard again.
Last time you tried to cut something, it bounced off ropes.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would kill enough people to make a pyramid in time.
Yeah, how big of a pyramid are we supposed to make?
High enough to reach the
flag, right? The pyramids took hundreds of years.
Our time's almost up. Why don't we all just put our hands up like this and form a pyramid that way?
Okay.
So touch fingers in the middle.
Okay.
And that's 3 points.
3 points. Okay, and magically a beam of light comes out of your fingertips and jars the flag loose from the tree.
Boring. Boring.
You want to get on each other's shoulders, but if you just throw your arms up, you can make a...
Yeah.
Chunt, yes. Do you hate it when magic stuff happens in offices and bosses?
I just want to escape reality.
Sort of takes you out of the world a bit.
But there still is some. I mean, there were 100 horses inside this
thing. No, of course. No, it's just if I had my druthers, I just prefer to just, like, make small talk.
Okay, yeah, we can.
I don't know.
Lots of people like different kinds of campaigns. And there are some people who just want to keep it super realistic. Mm. There's sticklers for the, you know, how much can one person carry, you know. Well, the flag comes down, and Gary, well, Gail, I owe you another secret, I guess, about Roz. I should probably tell you she is allergic to chocolate.
No!
Allergic to chocolate. My greatest nemesis shall soon die in my hands.
Yeah, it's true.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan of Gail and Gary together. I want them to get back together.
I do too, even though I suspect they were never together to begin with.
Yeah, let's just talk about them as a couple. Let's just always call it, let's combine their names.
Yeah, how could you ever combine Gail and Gary?
Let's just Gary. What's the next obstacle?
The next obstacle is the human pretzel obstacle.
Why are there so many human things?
Why can't the elf be involved?
Well, again, typically there aren't elves around, so...
Yeah. You
know, yes.
In fact, it's
a thousand apologies.
Hurting us here.
It's probably redundant to say human pretzel. It's just the pretzel.
All right.
And everyone will put their arm into a circle.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes corporations aren't forward-thinking enough to really embrace the sort of lesser-represented creatures in their culture. So, you know, you show up and you're like, oh, great, this is all human stuff at this retreat.
Yeah. So puts an arm into the circle.
Okay.
And grabs another hand.
Okay.
And, and the other hand grabs another hand.
Okay.
And you should all be and try to untwist yourselves.
Can't we just let go?
Yep, there
you
go.
You can't let go.
You can't let go. Okay, well, that makes it harder.
Yes, it does. People will start rolling. We can start doing some dexterity rolls or.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, I don't know if we have time for this.
Well, but we have to do it, so I have a dexterity roll here. That's a 5.
It's a 5, and you have a plus 3 for your prayer, but
that's
it's
right.
Still only an 8. So you are a bit flummoxed by this pretzel, can't undo it.
How do I get out of this pretzel?
This people knot is really got you knotted up.
Okay, I'm going to roll here. Okay, I rolled a 3, but I'm going to take my dice and turn it to a 20, so it's a modified 20.
You know, technically can't really do that. But again, this people knot has really it's getting
Gail
on your nerves.
Roll.
I think that's an interesting twist on the game, though.
If you could just make what you want.
Well, I figured, you know, Cabron is rolling so high. Well, why don't you roll, Cabron? Okay. I'm sorry, Gail, why don't you roll?
Gail, Dan, what's your name?
I'm John Bastian.
John Sebastian.
I wanted to
not Sebastian. Thank John
you for,
Bastian.
Thank you for addressing yourself first.
I want us all to roll together.
Okay, can we do that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, here we go, and...
And flowers sprouted in the middle of the table.
No!
That's a bad roll for him.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm not even sure how to score some of these things. Also, incredibly flummoxed and flustered by this people knot. It has really... you think you got it, and you had someone step... You step over my arm, but then it just made it worse. And then someone is now backwards. You know, it's just, you know.
Gail is backwards.
These people knots will get you. Wow. Orlando, it's your play here.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess it didn't work with the rope course, but I'm going to try to cut the arms with my sword.
Cut the arms of your fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of cutting our arms off, you could just try to direct us in some way, give us some encouragement.
The sword thing seems a lot easier.
Some proactive feedback would be nice for me. Yes.
I mean, the whole point of these corporate training retreats is to open the channels of communication and be able to give feedback, constructive feedback, or to each other.
Yeah. It's called a bonding exercise.
Yeah. Bonding. Gail is goal-oriented.
Well, guys, I don't think we need this. I mean, look, I mean, not to take a step out of the game for a second, but we don't need, like, team building or anything. Like, the three of us have been doing this podcast for, like a year and 9 months. And
oh, God.
We're like a well-oiled team. Like, we can do anything together. We communicate very well.
I mean, normally I would agree, but at the top of this episode, you mentioned how you had several notes for, you know, Get Nuts. And I feel like that really upset me and really undermined, you know, the bond that I thought we shared.
No. I cannot wait to listen to Get Nuts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chunt. I mean, I didn't mean...
This is Chunt.
Yes, I know you're going to. Yes.
This is Usador.
Yeah.
And we're...
Getting nuts.
Yes. And you know what? I still, you know, I got to say, I feel like my notes made a lot of sense, but I will say that it was presumptuous of me to give them without you asking for notes. You guys were just enjoying getting nuts, and you didn't need me to try to help improve that.
Wait, that's it. Oh my God, the answer was in front of us the whole time. I'm going to roll to try and grab John and Gale's nuts, and I think that effort and movement will untie us.
You better get a high roll for Gale.
Wow, is that an 18?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, go for Gale.
you managed to locate nuts on Gale, mm-hmm. and John as well, and by lowering your arms, mm-hmm. you're able to unlock this people knot. People can step yes. over your arms, and you realize the human knot. And even though you are all untied, some of you are backwards, but you are in one circle again. Oh,
and Gale feels that the creative problem solving brought her closer to her friends.
Yeah, Gary. Watching this is confused by Gale's nuts, and
maybe that's why you guys broke up.
That was not the reason.
Yeah, why did we, if we were so happy, why did we break up?
Let me roll so you can tell me.
Oh, it's just an infinity sign.
I don't think he has to roll anymore.
No, he never has to roll again.
Has to roll again.
He never has to roll again.
It's tough when you put infinity on dice because there's also eights.
Yeah.
Well, you put
but there's a line. Yeah, there's a little line.
Yeah, they put a line.
Yeah. Gary's is, wow, that's, I just want you to know that even though Roz has many mystical and magical powers, she is allergic to chocolate. She feels guilty that she can't spend as much time with her family, with her work-life balance is pretty out of whack. And she does bleed.
She does bleed.
Interesting.
Yes.
I would have assumed that, but the fact that he told us makes me wonder if there's more to it. Did she ever not bleed?
Well, there's a legend that certain bosses may not bleed. They may be heartless. They may have cold blood. They may have coal in their chest. There may be all these things that some of the grander bosses are completely without.
Kings. So at her heart, she is still human.
Yes, so she just has some weaknesses.
Yeah.
Bleeding being one of her weaknesses.
Wow. Excellent.
Perhaps you could exploit that.
So she's not like an invulnerable boss.
Yeah.
I'll only stuff her so full of chocolate she'll bleed.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
It's a good plan.
It's possible.
Or make her feel so guilty about not seeing her kids that she eats chocolate and kills herself.
Oh, that might be easier even.
Well, you've got
Death
options.
By chocolate?
Death by chocolate.
So, Gary, you've finished the ropes course. And for each of you, I said, well, I have something to give each of you.
Oh,
wonderful.
It is a participation ribbon.
Wow.
Yes.
What is this word, like rain?
You participated. You were involved in the leadership retreat, and you are now junior leaders. This will give you a +2 bonus when you order people around.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, yes. Way to go for Gale.
All right.
Well done, Gale.
Welcome to me. Welcome, Gale.
And if you want to stick around, we will be having a campfire and a jamboree tonight if you want to stick around.
Oh, Gale would like to roll.
I think we have to get our car back.
Oh, I love a jamboree. Oh.
What are you going to roll for?
Well, Gale has a guitar in her suitcase.
Yeah, that's on her sheet. Yeah, she does have a guitar.
Okay, I'm gonna roll to maybe make a campfire. It's 12.
12. Okay. It's coming together slowly. I mean, you needed some. It's not a two matcher. Let me just say, it's not a two matcher. Maybe 4 or 5 matches. And you're asking around for some paper, but it does get started.
Okay.
Can I sell my Panera loyalty card for enough gold to pay for another day of the rental car and stay at the Jamboree?
Most likely, yes.
Excellent.
The loyalty card has stamps on it, Now, what happens is that if you want to get some value out of it, they remove a stamp, and you'll get money for the stamp being removed.
Metamor, I have a question for you.
Sure.
So this is a company retreat. Would you say most everyone in the office is at this retreat?
Many people are. You don't recognize everyone, but it's a big company, so you do recognize a few people here or there.
I don't know how to do that. I'm new to playing offices and bosses. If there's like a secret action that I want to do in the game, how would I do that? Do I...
Well, you could either pass me a note or...
My handwriting is not so great.
Okay.
It's not good.
Well, you know, if there's something you
want to... I'll make the three of us deaf temporarily. Scalafling.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, can you hear me? Chunt. 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 I guess you can see my lips.
Why do you keep saying Chunt?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna put my hands over my mouth so they can't see
kinda
what I'm
like
saying.
Like a mittens coach.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Chunt. Chunt.
I can't read your lips when your hands are over your lips.
Okay,
is he secretly eating again?
Okay, I don't think they hear me. Look, you know, yesterday, Chunt said that what Dan Smith wanted more than anything else was to get a birthday card signed by everybody in the company. So I was just wondering if I could use this retreat to get him, get a birthday card signed for him.
I think that's a wonderful idea. And especially now with your participation badge, you can really order people around.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. If you want to, you know, roll a die right now and tell me what you get and we'll see.
Okay,
you,
sure. You know. A seven?
Okay.
See you rolling a die.
People are open to signing the card.
Okay.
They do, but they're not really leaving pleasant.
Oh, okay.
They're not leaving bad messages.
Oh,
but they're just like, oh, the temp? You mean the temp?
Yeah. Oh, they literally wrote that. Like, oh, you mean the temp? Oh,
jeez. Someone did write that.
Uh-huh.
But they do sign it, but it is not, they're not exceptionally personal notes.
Okay, great.
A few referencing a wrong person, and a few that are obviously overly sappy to the point of being a little saccharine. But it does get signed.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right, and I guess I'll wave at these guys. I'll just point at
Hello.
Them. They understand that. Hello.
When you point at me, does that mean I can remove the spell?
Yes.
No, I think he's introducing an episode of Getting
Nuts. This is Chunt.
This is Usador. And
this
we're,
is Gale. And we are getting nuts.
This concludes another episode of a spin-off of a show that's a recording from a tavern in a world that doesn't really exist. Take it from me, a nondescript lower baritone that you can trust. Usador the Blue, aka John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badgers, aka Dan Smith, was played by Adol Rafai. Metamore the Office Manager was played by Bill Arnett. Cabaron the Tree, aka Gale Davidson Durst, was played by John Sabine. John performs regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company and the late 90s at Chicago's I.O. Theater. Right now, John's trying to get some kind of internet presence going with Asher Perlman. I can't put enough emphasis on trying. Slorp Dorfman was played by Liam O'Brien. Liam plays Vax the Half-Elf Rogue Paladin on Critical Role, the Geek and Sundry web series where professional voice actors play Dungeons & Dragons. Offices and Bosses is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Theme music by Enya. Can you imagine? Not like she doesn't have the time. No, theme music by Andy Poland. Logo, of course, by Adler Labian. This week's secret word, worth. And now I bid you farewell with the deep and complete resignation of an entity who absolutely will live to see the implosion of the multiverse from a near constant stream of dimensional rifts. Sweet dreams!
Gary?
Yeah, Gail.
You look good.
Oh, thank you. I didn't... I was going to ask if I could hold your hand, but you're playing the guitar. I don't.
I can play with one hand.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
You know, I still have that seashell you gave me.
Okay, that's good. I gave you a seashell.
Do you have the gift that I gave you?
Again, Gail, you are bewitching, but I just cannot remember.
I know.
Being with you.
I know, Snickerdoodle. I know Snickerdoodle. Look in that locket you're wearing.
this locket I've always worn and never really questioned.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's you.
Jess. And it's Gale.
And a puppy?
Jess.
Was that, did we also have a dog together? Is that...
We did. I lost her.
Wow, I left you? What happened?
We left each other.
Wow.
We had a talk. We hugged.
Wow.
We made love one more time. And then you went out the front door, I went out the back, and we burned our house to the ground.
This seems romantic. I wish I could hear it.
When we made love, was it nice? Was it good?
It was perfect.
Okay.
And imperfect in its perfection.
Gary, Gale, come on, we're by a campfire. We're singing Jamboree. Jamboree, my friends.
I forgive you.
Jamboree.
I have one question for you, Gale.
Jamboree.
What is it,
friends?
My love?
Were you my first?
Jamboree.
I was your third.
Jamboree.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Is anyone singing? I can't
Jamboree.
Tell.
Okay, I'm just trying to line it up.
Oh, Lord.
Just trying to line up. I didn't mean that to be like a special. I'm just trying to really trying to figure it out.
No, literally, I was your third.
Okay.
But you are my third, too, so six.
I'm trying to put this... Where in my life this happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was during the springtime. Does that help you?
I'm 46. There's a lot of springs. I've been there. You're very beautiful. You're very beautiful, Gale.
You're very handsome and strong. You're dynamic.
I do dynamic leadership training.
I want to participate with you.
Yeah. There's something you have to know, Gale.
What? What is it? Tell me the words.
I swore when I became a owner of this leadership retreat that. The only thing I would love and devote myself towards would be my leadership retreat.
I understand. I will just walk into this ropes course.
No, Gale. Yeah,
there's so many ropes I can use.
I'm questioning that. I'm questioning. I don't know if you like living in the big city.
But
if you want to come out to the country, come to the country. Come to the country.
But there's such an energy to the city. I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Okay.
I'll come with you.
Really?
For 1,000 springtimes.
Wow. I've got to go to the dining hall, get the stuff for the s'mores. If you'll be here, I will be back quickly.
That's the filthiest thing I ever lip-read in my life.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.